Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Cheeky and Tierney NFL Training Camp Two-A-Days as we visit all 32 NFL camps to preview the upcoming season.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 5-11, last in the NFC South. The Bucs had one of the most explosive offenses last season, but often with former number one pick Jameis Winston on the sidelines watching Ryan Fitzpatrick work his magic. Now with Fitz gone, the onus is all on Jameis, and new head coach and famed quarterback guru Bruce Arians is just fine with that.
I just want him to be Jameis. Jameis is good enough. He don't need to be Peyton, and he don't need to be Ben. Just go out and play great football and be Jameis, and that's plenty good enough. I mean, the sky is the limit for him.
Can Arians do what he did with Big Ben, Luck, and Palmer, and turn Jameis into a star?
Head coach of the Bucs, Bruce Arians. Our first guest years ago, 7 years ago on Tiki and Tierney. Coach, welcome back, buddy. How are you today?
It's hard to believe it's been that long.
Yeah,
it has been.
A long time we've been sitting next to each other. But how's camp, your first one back since taking a year off? How's it been down there?
It's been fantastic, you know, other than the lightning every day. It was really good. I mean, we had a great camp, and, you know, looking forward to this last preseason game, see some young guys play, and finish off the roster moves and let's go to work.
Yeah, let's take a sidestep real quick, Bruce, because obviously I heard your comments about Andrew Luck and how something must have went wrong. You were his first coordinator when he was drafted to the Indianapolis Colts, and we know something was amiss here. But can you explain what he might have been thinking? You obviously, as a quarterback minded coach, get to know your quarterbacks really, really well. What's the Andrew Luck that we don't know that could explain this?
I think it is the injuries for so long, to live with that much pain, mm-hmm. and to rehab for that long. It's been, 3 to 4 years on and off, and mostly on, and it just wears on you. I think this last one, I think, has worn on him to a point where he had enough.
Yeah. Do you think he's the type of guy that would you know, take a year and then come back? Because that's a lot of people are speculating about. He just needs a mental break and then get back into the game.
I don't think it's mental for him. It's just a matter of pain. Now, you know, if he's totally healthy in a year from now, maybe. But knowing Andrew, when he makes decisions, they're pretty permanent. So I wouldn't bet on that one.
Okay. Wow. Interesting. Bruce Arians with us here, the head coach of the Bucs. All right, let's get to your squad here, Coach. Obviously, you weren't around for this, but if things were going well, you wouldn't be coach of the Bucs. They wouldn't need a coach. So, back-to-back 5-win seasons as a franchise, only one winning season in the last 8 years. When you assembled for the first time and tried to, you know, cut to the heart of the room and get your message across, where do you start? Where do you start to fix what's been wrong for a while in Tampa?
I think to me it's easy. Win close games. You know, there's so many games when you look at the tape where a field goal here, a bust assignment there, a dropped interception there, closing out games, closing out halves, just playing smarter football at the end of a half and at the end of a game.
You should know by now, you've been around them for a while. Did you get the sense, Bruce, that when you took over, that was a locker room? Granted, there's been some moves since, we get that, but that was a locker room that was desperate to win and desperate to do what it takes to win with no shortcuts? Or did you have to convince, I know you're not going to stroke egos, you're old school, you're not about that, but did you feel that the room was ready to put in the work to try to win?
No, that's one thing you have to go out and find out, you know, and I can say that I couldn't ask for any more effort or guys showing up, doing everything we've asked of them. It's been fantastic that way. So, yeah, I mean, that part of it, yeah, I'd say they do want to win, and they've shown that they want to win. So, I mean, it's been fantastic that way. We won a couple of close. Should have won all three of our ball games in close fashion, which I like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Two-time Coach of the Year, by the way, Bruce Arians, now with the Bucks, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
All right, Coach, tell us about Jameis and where he is, or where you feel he is, because we won't really know until the games really matter. But where is he? We know that you're trying to get him to cut down on some of those mistakes. I was listening to the game this past weekend, mainly because my brother was doing it. So one of the things he mentioned was a decision that he made in tight red zone. He took the sack as opposed to trying to make a hero throw. And that's what has gotten him in trouble, really, over the course of his entire career. Where are you, with Jameis Winston?
I'm fine. I mean, I think it's still in a learning process. In those situations, you know, he hangs on some touchdowns. He's got some guys that can win. And he kind of hangs on him a little bit too long instead of just taking you underneath. That one in the red zone, you know, we had an empty set, and he thought that post was going to come open, and he missed the underneath throw to get the first down. So ends up sacking himself. Those things, I think, are just growing pains.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things I heard you mention when you first took the job was that you want him to take risks, but you want him to be smart with your risk. What does that mean to you?
Oh yeah, they're, in every one of our plays, there's a ball downtown in the right matchup, and there's plays to bring it back down, check it down to the back. He went through a 7-on-7 early in camp. I think he hit the back about five times, and he had about almost 110 yards passing because they're wide open.
Yeah,
and just, you know, that those things you just learn. I think we had a full scrimmage. And it was 3rd and 16. He checked it down to the back, and the guy went 45 yards. So it's like, hey, this stuff really works.
Yeah, that'll happen when
learning that part.
That'll happen when you double team in Mike Evans, which you have to. And to the end, it is a lot of plays short, man. You got to take it. Bruce, what have you learned about Jameis that you didn't know before you took the job?
Oh, I don't know. He's in such a great place personally, you know, with his son and his fiance getting married next year, so. All those things are. I think he's just in a great place to play have a hell of a season.
He's coachable. He's a coachable kid.
Oh gosh, I mean he's a workaholic, and it's maybe to a point where it's too much sometimes. But he's here before I get out of bed.
Nice. You're on the third hole. We know what you're saying. Fifth hole. Pardon me. Bruce Arians with us here on TV.
Yeah, he's here at 5:15. I mean, I'm not getting up better.
We love the honesty. We miss this guy.
Yeah,
go
exactly.
Ahead, T.
Hey, Coach, you know, this is aside from your team, but what do you think about the preseason, how it's evolved? I mean, I was watching this game last Thursday, third preseason game, Packers-Raiders. This is the one where you're supposed to, like, play. And they had a field issue. Nobody played. 33 Packers sat. I mean, none of the Raiders played. It's like, how do you even evaluate in the preseason anymore? How can it be changed to be meaningful?
I think if we leave preseason 3 and 4 as they are and take 1 and 2 out, but have inter-squad practices with another team.
Yeah.
Because you can put your guys in situations that might not happen in games. You know, we had a great week with the Dolphins, then we played them.
Yeah.
I think you can get so much more practicing against somebody else if they're willing to go at your tempo. You know, a lot of teams won't go at the right tempo. So you got to find another coach like you that, hey, we're not in this thing for fighting and all that crap. We're here to get better.
Yeah.
And I think you can get by because you can evaluate your guys against somebody else without having a game. But I would definitely. The one thing we cannot do is shorten the preseason and lose the practice time.
Yeah,
we don't practice enough now. I mean, one of the biggest problems in our league right now is finding offensive linemen because they never practice.
Yeah, they don't hit. And what they did in college was such a quick-paced, you know, get the ball out of your hands in less than 2 seconds. It's not what you're going to get in the NFL.
We're getting guys in offensive line who've never been in a 3-point stance in high school or college.
Jeez.
Who've never been in a huddle.
Oh, wow.
Good God. Jeez.
I mean, that's the spread offense. So they look to the sideline and they get in a 2-point stance. Somebody kicks their foot and away they go. Now all of a sudden you got to get in a 3-point stance and block J.J. Watt.
Yeah. Oh. No. Yeah, that doesn't work, especially against guys like J.J. Watt. Another thing, Bruce, that I commend you for, and I tweeted this out after I read this, and I didn't know it, but it makes a lot of sense. Byron Leftwich, who is your offensive coordinator, is the only black play caller in the National Football League right now. Obviously, you have three African-American coordinators. You have two women coaches. One's a strength and conditioning coach. I mean, you're like a pioneer in some ways for opportunity for a lot of these, I guess, looked over athletes. Why is that so important to you?
I guess because I never got a head coaching job until I was 60. You know, I think that was me for a long time.
Yeah.
And I think people need opportunities. And it's not always the one that was brought up through a certain system. And race and gender should never play into it. So it's a matter of finding people who are super qualified and giving them an opportunity.
What do you think the ceiling is for women in coaching in the NFL?
I don't think there is one. If you can teach, that's all a player wants to know, man. You played. Hey, if you can make me better, I'm listening.
Yeah.
I don't care who. I don't care if you're male, female. Just help make me better.
Yeah. Yeah. I commend that. That's one of the great things I love about you, Bruce.
It's amazing.
And again, I've known Bruce forever, so I'm biased, but still. Good luck, Coach, man. Seriously, we're rooting for you.
Yep.
You got one of those stories. That's awesome to root for. The Buccaneers have been searching for an answer, and I hope it's you because you deserve it, and so do the Bucs.
I appreciate it, brother.
Appreciate you, Coach. Be well.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.